Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita, our weekly free program that we offer through Pillai Center. My name is Sucharita, and I'll be facilitating the call with everyone who is joining today. Maybe some are joining for the first time. Welcome. And then many members have been joining week to week to find out what kinds of energies are available every day and then throughout that week, the week ahead. And the energies that are available this week are quite powerful, and there's some great events that are coming up that I'd like to share with you that are offered through Pillai Center and also AstroVet, the two sister companies of Dr. Pillai. And then we have Radha, our Vedic astrologer, who has been so gracious to join us every month since we've started this program, and she is going to today give us the overview of the sun transiting into Pisces, because it just happens to be today, which is a Sunday, and so that in and of itself is an auspicious sign for anyone who is here today, because the sun is calling us. The sun represents our soul, so the sun is calling us and asking us to see what there is inside of us that can be expressed. And so the sun in Pisces is a really spiritual position. I won't say too much more about it. We'll let Radha give the forecast. However, it is an opportunity for all of us who are going to be going deeper into our meditations, deeper into our spiritual practices, maybe adding some rituals to the practices, maybe participating in a structured program, a more structured program, or we might be thinking, oh, geez, I'd like to, get a reading or some sort of consultation as a starting point to find out, you know, why I'm here studying with Dr. Pillai, and make it more of a very focused effort rather than just taking programs and saying, oh, you know, this program has been good for me, but I'm not really quite sure how to apply it in my life. Or should I continue applying it, or should I take another program? So having an astrological consultation or some sort of reading, or can do coaching session to help you to understand where you're at this point in your journey. And in your life, too. So we want to make the spiritual teachings that we're learning with Dr. Pillai to be a part of our life, not to be a separate entity that we do on the side. And then as we bring more and more of that understanding and awareness into our life of what this spiritual realm can do, it opens us up to all these different archetypes. It opens us up to be more in alignment with natural happenings. For example, in the West here, I'm in Toronto, Canada, and we've had a long and drawn-out winter, and it's time for Mr. Winter to go. And so what does that mean? Naturally, when the season changes, or, you know, anywhere you are in the world, if the season is changing, you know, it doesn't have to be so drastic from snow covered all for several months to, you know, bright sunshine, like that, how it is for us. When we move from winter to spring, but it can be just some sort of seasonal change where that is going to affect our brain. And so when it affects our brain, particularly the pineal gland and the pituitary gland, those are the master glands of the body. Those tell the body what kind of hormones to kick out. It signals something in our brain that says, okay, you don't have to put on layers and layers of clothes, get your spring clothes out. It also can help us to get ready for the season ahead, which in this case is spring, meaning that we can clean out. We can really clear out. We'll have the energy to naturally want to do that. So we want to come out of hibernation, so to speak, but then we also want to clean everything out of our house, or maybe our car, or our office, or, you know, maybe we want to get a new wardrobe or clean that up or get rid of clothes that we are no longer, you know, suiting us. So doing anything like that is going to really free us up. And it's not just the act of putting it, taking it out and putting it away. It's the whole process, because as we're getting rid of stuff, we'll have memories attached to that. So again, that affects how we are, how we're being, and then how we are perceiving ourselves moving forward. And it's kind of interesting because Dr. Pillai has just put out three great webcasts that are being offered through Pillai Center, and it's all about transforming your image. So not just like a superficial transformation. It never is like that with Dr. Pillai. He may say, you should do this or you should do that, but really it's going deep within. And when we clean out our internal closets or that internal, whatever it is that we haven't been able to access because we haven't had the key to those little closed off compartments of ourselves that we didn't want to look at because it was, attached to old memories or maybe old feelings or, so I'll just compartmentalize that or put it away. It doesn't bother me. Move on. And most of us have to do that. But then we come to a point in our spiritual path, our spiritual evolution, where we can't keep it closed anymore because something's banging on that door and it's just about to bust it down. So do we have to have like a major upheaval in our life? Sometimes some people need that. They need that dramatic shift to get them moving. That's fine for them. That's what they want to do. However, you can do it just little by little. So tuning in to your spiritual practices and knowing that this is a great time to clear out things because naturally it will be supporting you, the energy around you. So, you can get if you look at the webcast, and we'll talk about that after the meditation and after the forecast when we have our open discussion, you can see how Dr. Pillai always is very, very practical. He just focuses in on the energy that is available in this, and particularly it'll be the sun transiting in April, starting from the third one backwards. So that'll be around mid-April. And then at the end of March, so at the end of this month, there's two very powerful times. One is for Rama, and the other is for... Chicken. Rama's birthday, the sun entering. Oh, and then there's miracle techniques for transformation. That's the defeat the image one. So it's all about clearing up our image and imagining. So the word image comes from how you can imagine yourself to be something than what you're presenting yourself with right now. And that all comes from internally. And then it manifests externally, and then people see you that way. So you wonder why, I'm cleaning myself up, I may be getting a new wardrobe, or I'm getting a new haircut, or, I'm taking a course in communication. But still there's something inside that people aren't able to really understand the depth of who you are, how you would like them to be, how you would like them to perceive you to be. So there's going to be some powerful meditations, chants that he's going to give out, and then other teachings around that. And especially around the archetype Rama. Even Shiva is praise to Rama. He uses the mantra Rama. So it's it's going to be quite a great bundle. You can get it in a bundle or you can get them individually depending on what your budget allows for. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Rama is also involved or associated with the energy of the sun. So what is the sun? The sun is our soul. And the sun is what we want to access for intelligence, for life. There would be no life if we had no sun, right? So even though there's cloudy days, and there have been many here, gray skies for lots of months, but the sun is still there. It's still in the sky. So we are... really dependent on the sun. And then when we depend on the internal sun, when we cultivate that internal sun, we'll start to move the clouds from within us. And that our soul is the sun, is represented by the sun. So that will reveal to us more intelligence. We'll get more clarity. As the clouds go, then you can see more. So there's more clarity, there's more life, there's more intelligence. The sun also represents intelligence. So our internal sun is something that we work on every, we should be working on every day. but we definitely work on it here in Sundays with Sushruta. So let's get into it. In a meditation where we can go internally, and just by closing our eyes, we will experience a different light. Now, it might not be the light of anywhere from a candlelight to a light, a lamp light, a light bulb, or stage lights, or even the sun. The sun inside of us is a different kind of light. So allow for that light energy. Imagine it as an energy even. So there's some intelligence from within that is going to be speaking to you during this meditation or revealing something. So you will perceive something different because the sun is alive. It's really alive today to give you this deeper connection to your internal self, to your higher self or your God self. All that is the same. So we want to part the clouds within ourselves. So pierce through that congested energy, the fog, and allow the sun to reveal. What has been hidden about your image. And then you can imagine or visualize something that you want to manifest about your image, how you present yourself to others that will bring a more rewarding, more fulfilling relationship with others, including yourself. You can have great relationships with others. People perceive you as someone who is cordial, friendly, but there's something inside that's not quite right because you've been able to have maybe a coping mechanism to show people. So as you've been listening and as you've been closing your eyes, you've been doing an internal scan, maybe taking a walk down memory lane. Maybe not too far down memory lane because something may be disturbing you about a conversation that you had with someone or a conversation that you have with yourself. I'm not good enough. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. That's all because the sun, the soul, is trying to speak to you and say something to you on a very subtle level. And then that can transform into a dialogue, an inner dialogue. So if your inner dialogue is in a loop of negativity right now, then we're going to put some sunlight on that and burn away the impurities. And then allow for a new conversation to go on. And then with that, you can imagine, put images of who you're being with someone in your life, or maybe many people in your life, or just yourself. Who are you being every day when you get up in the morning, go throughout your day, and then go to bed at night? Imagine yourself to be doing, thinking and saying other things that are more fulfilling, more rewarding for you, more revealing for you. So thanks for joining those of you who need to go. I wish you would stay because Radha is going to come on and share with us about the sun transiting into Pisces, which is a really important event or energy vortex to be tapping into and finding out what it can do for us in the next 30 days. So if you have to go, that's fine. We'll post the recording to the blog. If you have a few more minutes to stay, then we can enjoy Radha's forecast and also her sharing of practical tips that will help you to understand what it is that you can do every day to remind yourself, oh, this is what I should be focusing on this month. And I'll be in natural alignment with the sun that just represents my soul, so my soul can get expressed naturally. Don't have to go against the grain struggle upstream anymore. So as we're slowly coming back to ourselves, I'll just check. I'll put the conference on the setting that Radha, you can come and join. 1 second. Okay, Radha, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Sunday.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thanks for joining,
Radha. Good to
be here. Oh, thanks so much for coming. It's always great when we have your forecast. So I'll just let you go right ahead and tell us all about it.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's always nice to look and see what the forecast is, see what energies are going to be available. And it's there's always a lot going on every single time. And this
Absolutely.
Month is no exception.
Yeah,
yeah, it's amazing.
Well, it's great. And then that's how we can, if we tune into that more and more, then we have more energy available to us and our outlook on life can be brighter, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it really shows like the power is in the now, the moment of now. You know, if we missed opportunities in the past, well, there's a lot of power for us available now that we can take advantage now.
Great. Well, go ahead, Radha. I won't interrupt. I'm on mute.
Oh, no, you're welcome to interrupt anytime, Patricia. Okay, well, so yesterday the sun transited into Pisces. Yesterday was March 14th, and the sun's going to be transiting through Pisces, which is a very mystical, watery sign for the next month. And as you may remember, the sun symbolizes our soul, and it's also the king of our solar system. It symbolizes our father, and also energy and activity. And Pisces is the natural 12th house of the zodiac. And it's actually the final house in the zodiac before the cycle starts again, with Sun entering Aries, which is going to be in 1 month. So Pisces is actually called Mina in Sanskrit, and it's known as the most transcendental of all the signs. And transcendent, if you look up in the dictionary, it means extending beyond the bounds of ordinary experience. It can also mean rising above the normal limits of something and triumphing over the negative or restrictive aspects of something. So Pisces, as I mentioned, it's a water sign, and it's ruled by the planet Jupiter. Jupiter is the 200% planet who gives material blessings and also spiritual wisdom. And Jupiter is currently very powerful because he's exalted right now, and he's also retrograde. And it just so happens he's aspecting his own sign of Pisces. So he's giving some more of his energy this month. And Pisces is symbolized by two fish, and they're swimming, they're right next to each other, but they're swimming in opposite directions. So it's like the fish are swimming in other dimensions of consciousness. And Pisces can help take you into higher dimensions of consciousness. But just be careful not to get too ungrounded. And being ungrounded is definitely a possibility in the energy of Pisces because it's a watery sign. And if we just contrast Pisces to a really stable Earth sign like Taurus, you can see that Taurus is symbolized by a bull, and bulls have all 4 feet steady on the ground. They, you know, we just have 2 feet, but they have 4 feet, so they're extra steady on the ground. But then, if you think about Pisces is symbolized by the fish, and fish don't even have feet. They're just not going to be grounded. They're swimming in the ocean. So Pisces is the natural 12th house of the zodiac, and so that means it's associated with liberation and also with losses. And the liberation could mean freedom from karma and limitations. The loss can be a positive thing, such as we can lose our limited self and we can just be in this vast sea of consciousness. But then on a practical level, the 12th house is associated with losses such as expenses. So it would be a good time to just be aware and keep your expenses down and try not to overspend. And coincidentally, we're going to have a Tuesday Pradosham this coming Tuesday, March 17th. And because it falls on a Tuesday, there's going to be an extra opportunity to dissolve your stubborn debt karma. So that will help. Now, the 12th house is also associated with foreign countries and places of solitude like ashrams, hospitals, jails even. And the 12th house relates to travel. And one reason for the connection could be that, you know, if you go to a foreign country, you may feel more uncertain. You're not in your familiar home with the familiar people, with your structured routine. All the routine is just gone. So it's like you have to start to depend more on your intuition and go with the flow. And so that's how Pisces is too. It can give you the ability to improve your intuitive powers and learn how to go with the flow. So let's see. This month might be a great time to really work on developing your intuitive powers a bit more. The 12th house is also associated with sleep and with sexual activity. So this month it could be a good time to celebrate your sexual powers, perhaps even by learning some tantric yoga. And pay attention to your dreams and see what messages are coming to you through your dreams. If you have trouble sleeping this month, take it as a good opportunity, actually, to get up and meditate, because in the solitude and silence of those really early morning hours or around the midnight hour is actually, you know, one of the best times, most powerful times to meditate. So as we mentioned earlier, there's a lot going on in Pisces this month. Sun is going to be in Pisces all month. And then the action-oriented planet Mars is also in Pisces until March 23rd. K2, the saintly planet, is also in Pisces until November. And whenever K2 is in the 12th house, it's an indicator of enlightenment energies. And as we mentioned, Jupiter's still very, very powerful, and he's aspecting his own house of Pisces. He's adding to the energy there. And then Mercury is going to be entering into Pisces on the, I think it's the 27th. And Mercury is going to be debilitated there. And I'll just I'll say a little bit more about that in a minute or two when I go through the little timeline. But I just wanted to go through a couple favorable activities that you may enjoy this month while Sun is in Pisces. And first of all would be to honor your intuition. Intuition is your direct connection to divine intelligence. And it's available to all of us. You don't have to go back to college and get an MBA or get your master's or your bachelor's. You don't even need to spend thousands of dollars. I mean, there might be other good reasons for doing that. But to develop your intuition, you can just start now, and you don't even have to do anything complicated. And as you start to use your own psychic powers, they do become stronger, just as your muscles do when you start exercising. You may consider visiting a spiritual power spot this month, going on a retreat, or you might just enjoy some extra quiet time and meditate. And this is a great time to revisit Dr. Pillai's teachings on the light body. And you can find those on YouTube and Pillai Center's YouTube channel. You can immerse yourself in the sea of consciousness and know that your true identity is that of an unlimited being of light, like an angel. This could be a good time to make charitable contributions or volunteer for a charity of some kind and try to pay off some of your debts. And also be careful not to overspend. Now, this month, if you start feeling isolated or ungrounded, then take some action in the physical world. Reach out to others, and doing some charitable work to help people is always really helpful with that. And then also on the physical level, it's a good time to do some spring cleaning. We only have one more month until the Vedic New Year gets initiated when Sun enters Aries on April 14th. And that's the time when there's just going to be a tremendous amount of energy for taking action and towards your projects and your goals. And so in this month before that happens, you might want to start meditating now on what are you going to be your goals for the next year. And you might want to start creating a vision board where you put images of the manifestations that you'd like to realize in the next year. And so if you do this now, you know, when you're in this sea of Pisces consciousness, this will really position you to hit the ground running when the Vedic New Year happens in a month. So that's the energetic forecast, and I also just wanted to go through a little timeline of the power days that we're going to be having for the next 2 weeks or so, and there's a lot of them, even this week. And we'll put this on the blog along with the links that you can click on to if you want to learn more about any particular one of these. So this Tuesday, March 17th, that's St. Patrick's Day, but it's also called Aruna Vimalchan Pradosham, and I may be pronouncing that incorrectly. I apologize if I did. But basically that just means a Pradosham that falls on a Tuesday. And every Pradosham is a 13th moon phase day, and it gives you a great opportunity to dissolve karma if you do the karma busting mantras and if you pour water or milk over the Shiva Linga. And rolling, you can do karma busting techniques like rolling limes and cutting them, or coconuts. And because it falls on a Tuesday, it really gives you an extra boost to get rid of a stubborn debt karma. So isn't that nice? You know, Sun is in the natural 12th house, which has to do with expenses. And then we have this great opportunity where we can actually dissolve our debts and expenses on this Tuesday. And then for North America, this Thursday, the 19th, is going to be a new moon. So this is, as always, Every new moon is a great time to make offerings to your ancestors, and you can gain their blessings. They come to the earth plane. They're all around you on that day. And then the next day is a partial solar eclipse. That's March 20th. And this is considered to be kind of like creating an unfavorable energy. So it's not a good time for important events or rituals or even cooking and eating. They say that the energy of the eclipse can kind of make the food it can make you kind of sick. So maybe eating lightly, maybe even fasting part of the day might be a good idea. And meditating, just so that to keep your mind calm, because during the eclipse, it's kind of like the energy of the sun gets blocked. The sun will be in Pisces, moon will be in Pisces on that day, and then also Mars will be there, and then K2 will be there. So it's, you know, going to be probably kind of a tricky energy, but the good thing is, especially because K2 is right there in Pisces, along with the moon, which is your mind, and the sun, the soul, this will give you an opportunity to really activate your intuitive powers. So if you can do a bit more meditation that day and try to, that will help a lot. And then also on that day, the 20th, is the spring equinox, the perfect balance between night and day. Each will be 12 hours, the balance point of the year before the days really start getting longer than the nights. And it's also the start of the 9 days of the goddess, which is called Vasanta Navaratri. It happens in the spring as well as in the one that we had in the fall about 6 months ago. So it's like there's a lot going on there. And when I was looking at the calendar, I almost felt overwhelmed or disoriented, like, oh boy, there's going to be so much going on. I don't even know what do I need to do? What am I going to do to celebrate the goddesses? What am I going to, it was like too much. And I realized, that's kind of like the experience of sun being in Pisces. Like I'm not, you know, I've got to learn, I'm not going to feel perhaps super grounded and perfectly planning, but I can use my intuition and float a little bit, be flexible, and then just take the next right action following the intuition. So then, so that's like the big event, and then the goddess, you know, it's going to go on for the next 8 or 9 nights. And it's going to, March 23rd, which is next week, Mars is going to enter Aries. That's his own sign. And so there's going to be a huge amount of energy available, like to help you to be confident, to take action, and to solve problems, overcome difficulties. Then towards the end of next week, the 27th, not this week, but the following one, Mercury is going to enter Pisces, and he's debilitated in Pisces. And Mercury is an important planet for our intelligence and business and technology, like our cell phones and computers. But then in Pisces, Mercury's quick intellect can get like ungrounded and confused or just like kind of like drowned in a sea of emotion. So it's a good time to be careful with contracts and important details, electronics, stuff like that. And then at the end of the 9 nights of the goddess will be March 28th, and that's Rama's birthday. And Dr. Ply is going to be doing a special webcast, and he's going to reveal the secrets of Rama's just timelessly powerful mantra. And this is a mantra that has the power to really elevate you out of the bonds of your past karma. So that's like the Pisces energy too, right? You're going beyond your karmic, you're rising above your karmic limitations. And then the next day, March 29th, Dr. Pillai is going to do a second webcast, and it's all about, he calls it defeating the image. So he's going to be teaching us miracle techniques for our transformation. So again, there's this energy of we've got to get out of our old image, defeat the old image, and so we can be uplifted into a better reality. And I'll just remind you that April 14th will be the Vedic New Year, when the sun is going to go into exaltation in Aries. And this is where there's going to be so much action-oriented energy for jump-starting your goals. And Dr. Pillai will do a third webcast on that day. And that's going to be all about how can you reconceptualize your life for love, money, and God. So there's a lot going on, and just enjoy. And that's what I've got for the forecast for now. Sucharita, do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, like you said, it's pretty. I was listening and I thought, oh, I should ask a question about this, but then it was going, oh my gosh, there's so much energy available for us, as you mentioned, living in the now, and that's such a buzzword over the past few years with all the, you know, the transformational speakers and gurus that are going around the world talking about the now and how we can live in the now. And even Dr. Pillai, he says that there's something missing about that, because maybe on that intellectual level we understand, okay, every moment is new, but how to live into it, and then how to live into it so that we're getting the most out of it. And the beauty of Dr. Pillai's teachings is he takes away the how so much as the thinking part of it. So he all these techniques and all these tools or practices or meditations or mantras or remedies or the services offered through Pillai Center or Ashurved, the fire labs, they do the how. Those are the tools, the techniques. Even if you don't do any of those, maybe it's not in your budget right now, but there are tools and techniques that have been shared on the YouTube, the Pillai Center YouTube, just acknowledging those special times. So mantras, you can do them. If you do the practice, like you said, the Runavimokshanaya, the Pradosham that's coming up on this Tuesday, if you do pour the water or milk or juice on a Shiva Lingam, if you don't have a Shiva Lingam, you can use some sort of rock or gemstone or something that you are going to be putting on your altar and using that as a sacred tool until you can get a crystal Shiva Lingam that has been energized through these special times where they've done Pradosham rituals, and then they send it to you, and you receive. I can't believe when I get these, just they're so small. They're not even the size of a quarter, and you get them in the mail, and you just know that this is so empowered, and it's so special, and this little thing radiates throughout the house, or if you have it at your office, wherever you keep it, you know, that is going to remind you that you're totally protected and that your consciousness should always be thinking, okay, I can use this spiritual tool to help me to focus on, particularly this month, this Tuesday coming up, this Runavimokshanaya Tuesday, is to clear out my debts. And not just, focusing on clearing out the debts, but asking for that consciousness to help you to save. So a lot of times we say, oh, I'm in debt, I got to get out of debt, I got to get out of debt. The whole world is in debt. The whole world. it's everybody's got a debt. Every country has one, I'm sure. Maybe there isn't one that there's most of the countries and all the people in the countries have. They're immersed in debt consciousness. It's surrounding them. So how to come out of that is to develop savings consciousness. It sounds so simple. However, as we've mentioned over the years and as Dr. Pillai has mentioned, when you tap into these vortexes, you'll have that consciousness where you'll do a second check before you spend. So even in your everyday life, do you actually need that extra cup of coffee? And if you, and what do you need it for? Because your energy is low, or you want to kickstart. So then just catch yourself and say, what else could I do to bring more energy into my life? Oh, how about a mantra? Or how about pouring milk or juice or water on a Shiva Lingam? And then how about saying the sounds? How about visualizing? How about listening to a meditation where I don't even have to do anything? I just put my headset on or put it in, you know, while I'm going to traveling to work or to wherever I'm going in the car, instead of putting on the news that is so laced with negativity. So you can do, these are the practical tips that will help you to understand where we're losing energy and how that shows up in our life. So if Pradosham is all about losing negative energy, good. Lose that energy and then tap into saving consciousness and then catch yourself every day. Someone was, we've been sharing over the years, there's a member who said, I just noticed when it count the moon, during the waxing moon and the waning moon, my emotions change. I, on a waxing moon cycle, I just want to have everything. I want to spend all my money and have all these beautiful things, because that's what the full moon wants you to do. It wants you to have comforts in life. And so when she understood that, she was just catching herself and then not doing that, and then realizing on the waning cycle that she was going more internally and thinking before she would spend. So, again, it's how you are relating this information that we're giving to everyone every week, and then the forecast of the month. You want to have savings consciousness. So we have all this, if you want to look at it in kind of like, you know, more graphic terms or metaphor, is that you look at your life and you see, okay, all the challenges in my life, I can call that bad karma. So just for simplistic sake. And then you say, well, what am I doing to build up my good karma, my bank account? You can look at it as a bank account, right? So you have this bank account of bad karma, and it can translate as karmic, as also debt, financial karma, or bad health karma, or bad relationship karma. It's all energy, and then it plays out in different areas of your life. So what am I doing to build up savings consciousness, savings karma? Where's my good karma, right? So it's like we have this, you know, the little angel and the devil on our shoulder and whispering in either ear, yeah, spend, spend, spend. No, 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 don't do that, because you want to, you don't want to feel this way. And so there's this thing going on, this little conversation back and forth. And so if you can just, you know, as Radha was sharing about how setting our goals is really important. It helps to ground us, especially when Sun is in Pisces. So the fish don't have feet, right? So the fish are totally fish out of water. They don't have feet, so they don't know how to, you know, stay grounded. So do something to ground your finances, to get start a saving, actually physically start a savings bank account. Maybe even open up a different account in a different bank, so that you physically have to detach from your bank account and then go to this bank, and that's going to be your golden bank, your savings. Right, even if you put $1, $5, $10, right, you're building on that consciousness, and then do the things where you're thinking twice. Do I really need that? And every time you'll find that you're saving another buck, another, you know, $2, or I don't even think you can get a coffee for under $1 anymore. But that's where we're throwing our money away, when all we want is to have the energy. So that's what Pisces will help you to do, is to bust through your barriers of those old ways of being. And then not focus on the debt so much as focus on the consciousness of saving time, money, and energy. If you find that you just want to go out and, you know, be immersed in entertainment, well, first of all, that's going to cost you money. Secondly, it's going to cost you time. And thirdly, it's going to be just temporary. So And then also it can, the sun being in Pisces, it can cause you to be totally spaced out, where you totally forget that you have to interact, you know, maybe with families, situations, and then there's negativity gets caused there, more trouble for you. Or you forget appointments, you know, that kind of thing can happen. Or you forget to pay your bills. That can happen. So these forecasts are really empowering because it makes us to do things. So write out more in your calendar on post-it notes. Okay, every day this month, I have a feeling I'm going to be grounded because every year around this time, this is what happens to me. It's the pattern. So then just really focus on doing things that are going to be very grounding. So put more notes in your journal, more reminders. I got to do this, got to make sure I do it. Even though you could do it the other 11 months before that, you were fine with it. If you have a tendency to see your pattern every year around this time where you're just being kind of like just spaced out or you want to just be by yourself and not want to be interacting with others, that's fine. But then you've got to make sure that you, you know, communicate that to others. Especially because I think Mercury is in Pisces, as you were saying, Radha, and that can bring up a lot of unnecessary emotional interactions with others. So it can be cross-communication or miscommunication. And then, so you have to, you know, listen to your intuition and then also to do things around that that will help to support you. If you need to be... you know, away from people, that's fine. But then make sure that you communicate that to others. And then Mars is going to be coming alive, active. So whenever there's Mars energy, there can be a lot of will. You know, your will against someone else's will. So you want to internalize that Mars energy and help to clear out congestion and then to give you that more of a, you know, the spiritual warrior where you're not saying too much. You're just internalizing, clearing out, gaining that energy, and then other people will, you'll allow for the space to be held for other people to express themselves, even if it's, you know, not going in a favorable direction, that they can be heard for the first time. So this is, Pisces is a transcendental sign where you can bring in energy of higher intelligence, but also with your awareness, you put it into your life. You can be very practical and fluid and flexible. Maybe that's what it is. You can be more flexible with situations, more compassionate, more empathetic towards other people or towards yourself, right? So it's all how you are perceiving your situations in your life, and then you can govern yourself accordingly through this month. So you're very fluid. So that will help you to ground yourself. Do a yoga class. Take up running or walking or some sort of exercise. Even going into nature helps you to feel the earth, feel your feet on the earth, and feel that energy coming you know, from your crown chakra and moving into the earth and vice versa, from the earth up. Just pause. I do this quite almost every Sunday. I will go out for a walk, and then even though it was freezing cold, I bundled up and went out into nature and just felt, you know, the feet on the ground and just, you know, looking up at the sun if it was out. And generally speaking, funny enough, it was out on Sundays for some time. And then I would just do the mantra for the sun and thank the sun for being there for those few minutes, or sometimes Sundays it would last the whole day. But again, the clouds have parted now since we've been on this call. I'm looking out my window. So thank you, sun, for coming out. But go out into nature and just, you know, feel that connection to the sun. You can do this any day. And look at the sun or keep your eyes closed and just put your face towards the sun and then ask for that intelligence of your soul to reveal to you. And then as you're asking that simple thing or just saying the mantra or whatever prayer you want, you know, or affirmation or internal dialogue, you would just feel that energy connecting with the earth and all the way through you and back up. And it doesn't take too long. You know, I wasn't out for very long in those freezing cold days. I would just go out for like maybe 10, 15 minutes. But just going into nature, going into a park, and then feeling your feet connecting to the earth and feeling that energy all around you, that is a really practical thing that you can do. And if you don't have a park nearby, then just go and walk for a walk in your neighborhood or jump on the public transit, and go to somewhere where you can feel that connection, because that's the divine telling you to be bringing your spiritual practices into your everyday life and feeling that. And then that experience will give you some more insights about who you are, and it kind of cleans the slate. So this month is a really powerful month to cleanse the body, the mind, and the soul, and to also get ready because when Sun transits into Aries, which is the beginning of the Vedic New Year, it will really help you to push forward. So whatever you plan in this month now, these 30 days ahead, you can really, hit the ground running, so to speak. So you can lose your footing right now, because it's natural for you to do that, but only to the extent where you're gathering more information about yourself, you're going into your practices deeper. It will support that as well. So if you haven't been able to feel like, I don't know if I can, I would like to go deeper into my meditations, or I'd like to really experience the energy and the power behind this mantra. I've been doing it for so long and it's not revealing anything to me that's significant. So, in your prayers to Dr. Pillai, you can just say, I really need this to happen for me, so that by the Vedic New Year, I'm ready to hit the ground running with whatever I'm doing. So set your goal. If you want to break through in health, if you want to break through in finances, if you want to break through in your job, don't give up. That's the whole thing. We as humans, we tend to, just before we're going to have our main breakthrough, something holds us back, which we just go, what is that? Well, that's karma, right? So karma is quite complex. It can be complicated, but it's just complex. It's just like this big netting. And so how to break through it is to keep unraveling, keep asking these divine archetypes through the mantras, through the practices, to do it for you and then help you to reveal what it is that you need to do. So they can remove the karma, but then give you the intelligence to take the right steps. So people come and they say, Sujata, I've been doing this and that. I've been following this and that. I did this. My Nadi said this. The astrologer said that. And it's not happening. Well, that's like when Dr. Pillai says the story about the guy who goes to the guru. And I think it was maybe Osho, yeah. And Osho was a great guru of his time, in contemporary times. And this guy was going to this guru jumping. So just like we would go different teachings, different spiritual teachings jumping. And, still say, okay, well, I'm here now and I have not gotten to the point where I'm doing whatever that guru has said or whatever this teaching has said, and nothing is happening. And Osho says very clearly and calmly, after the guy is ranting and raving, and he's saying, now you're not even telling. I've been practicing with you and nothing is happening. And the guy, Osho says to the guy, quite calmly, listen, you've gone here, you've gone there, and you've had very powerful masters. They are so empowered to give you divinity, They're so empowered to wipe away your ego. But your ego is so huge. That's the problem. It's not everyone else's problem. that you are sick or you don't have the finances or you don't have the relationship. You can't blame everybody else. So he says, you better leave now because you're just going to not do any, you have to surrender your ego, which is destroying you, and you can't do that. So you just better go now. So the great teachings of the master is very simple. Stick with the practice and get the results you want. And stay open to other teachings. As Dr. Ply says, you have anything, if you know a better teaching, come, tell me, show me. In fact, he does. He will reveal teachings of all the different religious beliefs and cultures. You know, he's got the program he started was Jewish and yogic power sounds, right? So he's always asking what is the best thing for us to do. You know, he worked with the Egyptian archetypes and opened up those vortexes, even went to Egypt and activated those vortexes that have been dormant for so long. So all these different cultures are all begging for these masters who are walking the earth plane now and who have gone before, and they're in different realms, in spiritual realms, to help us to evolve. But if we are saying, oh, well, I'm trying this and trying that and nothing's happening, then what are you doing? It's like a kid in a candy shop. You're never satisfied. There's so many candies, you know. It's like us as adults. I want this house, I want this car, I want this girl, I want this guy, I want this, I want that, and you're never satisfied. So who's the common denominator, right? So then you can't even beat up yourself and say, oh, I'm so bad, why can't I get this? Why can't I let go of my ego? The ego is never going to let go. You have to have it. But transform it, transmute it, calm it down, chill it out, make it to be a divine ego. So how to do that? You ask these, you do all your practices and continue until that gets revealed to you, and then you will finally release. And one of the biggest signs of a release that the ego is finally surrendering to the divine. Not outside, it's inside. So surrendering to that higher aspect of our higher selves is tears. You will have, through shedding of tears, that is one sign that the ego is letting go. Surrendering, because the tears are maybe can be related to emotional, you know, it can also be related to the fact that the sun is so bright that if you stare at the sun, your eyes will water. So if you're shutting your eyes and you're going in and you're praying and you're doing all the things, and the sun, with the inside is the soul, then that is going to make you to have a physical release. So you'll either sweat, because that's what the sun does to you. It makes you so hot, you sweat. And that's what happens for a lot of people. They say, oh my God, I'm totally on fire. I feel like my head is going to explode. I feel like I'm going to have a breakdown. This is not great. Take care of yourself, but keep going. You've just burst through a layer of consciousness that has been blocking you from connecting to your higher self. And so when we're doing this, naturally the sun in Pisces is going to just wash it all away. So it's not so intense. Mm-hmm. So it's not so intense as if the sun was moving through a fire sign or through an earth sign where you feel stuck, a little bit stuck or too grounded, right? Or an air sign where you're too, you know, in your head. So this is in the water sign, Jupiter sign, as Radha had mentioned. And then its aspect, K2 is there in Pisces. So you can bring in very high spiritual intelligence, or you have access to that where you can easily let go of your old patterns and let go of things you've been hanging on to. That you think are so valuable for you, but you've been just hanging on to it, and it's not really, what's the point, right? That energy is staying congested in your life. and creating this, clutter in your thinking. So we want to have clarity of thought and clarity of mind so that we can move forward freely. And so Sun and Pisces will help you to just be flexible and move and fluid and look at it as if, okay, this is my soul going through another year of the Sun transiting, of the soul transiting, and the soul is saying, look at your spiritual practices, look at who you're being, look at your way that you throw things away, because it's going to give you this wanting to lose stuff, wanting to get rid of stuff. So be conscious. Don't lose money. Don't lose your relationships, and don't lose your health. So do all the things you can. Be charitable. That's a really great way if you're going to lose money or put money towards something that is, valuable. That is the gift that keeps on giving. That's why they say Sun in Pisces helps you to be more charitable with your time, your money, and your energy. So if someone comes to you and they say, I need your support, you don't even think twice, because it's natural for you to feel this way. It's natural for the divine to make someone show up in your life where maybe you're just listening to them, even though they may be complaining and everything else. You can just say, okay, well, I have half an hour to listen, and just hold the space and not tell them what they should do. You're just allowing for that, for you to be developing your empathy or compassion at a deeper level, and then challenging yourself, wow, I know that I was like that, or have been, or still am like that from time to time. And if I had this opportunity, which I'm giving this person right now, my God, who would I have been? So that is a really empowering thing for you to do, and for yourself and for the other person. Not that you're going to go out and seek it. The divine will show you. And then if that opportunity doesn't come, like in your everyday life, you can definitely think about, hey, how could I be more charitable? And one of the great things about Dr. Pillai is he has the Tripura Foundation. Go on there and just scan that website and see what they are doing, fundraising, all the activities, all the events that are going on, all the schools that are the centers that are popping up all around the world now. It's been his Dr. Pillai's dream and his mission to get higher consciousness into every aspect of a child's life. That's our new generation. That's the next generation. That we want to, bring this divine, this golden age that is already here, but how to integrate that knowledge or that intelligence into the kids, this new generation, for us too as well. But for the phonemic intelligence is a way that it is being integrated, and there's tremendous results, not just with the kids, but to everyone who's involved. So get involved with that. You can be a volunteer. You can, even your support, your financial support will help if that's something that you want to do. And then that inside of you, that soul's urge to either spend on silly things, I'm not saying everything is silly, but it's, you'll say, oh my God, why did I do that? I don't need that. So you stop doing that. And then you put towards something that's really empowering others or empowering yourself, you start to feel, oh my God, that's really what the true meaning of, putting the money and the time and the energy out towards something that is going to be more fulfilling, more rewarding for your soul, and also to help others. It's a gift that keeps on giving. So it keeps on going out. That energy out, but it's doing something as it's going out. Whereas, when we catch ourselves and we just spend time, money, and energy on things that aren't so, that are just temporary, and then afterwards we're mad, and then we lose. So, you know, a great practical thing to do is just put your credit card away, right? Put it on your altar and just keep it there if you don't need it every day. You know, I don't know what your thing is that you do every day. Some people need it for, you know, expenses or things like that for their business. But if you don't need it, just challenge yourself. Put it on your altar. Use your just go do cash and see how many times you go to the bank. You have to go to the bank. Oh, my God. You'll just go, I don't even want to do this anymore. I have to really be conscious of what I'm spending. So let's try that out for this month and then get yourself into an exercise routine. Start eating nutritiously. It's great because you're going to eat differently anyways as the season changes. And then as Radha shared about the webcasts that are coming up, you can go on to Apply Center and there's a whole page. It's under events and it's three webcasts. So just click on that and Dr. Ply is great. They're not even maybe 5 or 10 minutes max, these videos, but they're he's so empowered and so supercharged and excited about giving them out. It's just an indicator that the sun's energy, which represents his super intelligence, and he is an instrument, as he says, I'm just an instrument of the divine, to give these heads up to you. This is the time that you can really get a lot of spiritual energy from these archetypal beings or during this time, or the sun is transiting into Aries, the first sign zodiac. It's going to really empower you to be something else, to change your image, to imagine yourself to be this star that you are in your life. Not in somebody else's life that you wish you could be like somebody else. No, it's you. And where you are, and delimit, you know, disconnect that limited self. And then this is your time to be something else. And it doesn't matter what age you are. You know, Dr. Ply always says, he always uses the story about Prabhupada. He's the guru who started the Krishna consciousness, and he almost died. He was a Krishna devotee, and he said, you know, Vishnu devotee and Krishna devotee. Krishna is an avatar of Vishnu. So his whole life he was this devotee, would pray all the time, and he just didn't get anywhere in his life, and then he said, okay, get on a boat, and he came to America. He didn't have any money. He almost died on the way over. He was like 70, I think. He was well into his, 60s, 70s maybe. And so he landed, and thereafter, it's become the huge, right? He didn't do it. God did it, right? So don't limit yourself to, well, I'm too old, or I'm too sick, or I'm too this, or I'm too that. You don't know what the divine has in store for you. All you can do is experience your karma. Your karma is there to show you what is important in life. Not what you think it should be because of someone else's life. That's their life. God, you have enough karma of your own. So you can interact with others, but you don't have to, get too much involved with whatever it is that they want to do. You just, as the saying goes, mind your own fabulous business, right? When you mind your own fabulous business and you focus on that, what happens is you start to shine this fabulous light. You become the star of your own show. And then when you show that to other people, that light, that love, that divinity, that intelligence, even though you may be experiencing some difficult times, it's the divine in you that's saying, listen, this is the most important thing. Keep going on your spiritual path. Keep acknowledging that. Keep cultivating that. And be in this this plane of intelligence, or have access to this plane of intelligence that is going to make miracles happen. So that's one of the webcasts as well, is it's going to be a transformational time with the sun in Aries. So Dr. Ply is going to reveal mantras and meditation practices and teachings that are going to bring in miracle consciousness, which is the preparation. You prepare yourself to receive that intelligence that propels you forward. And in an instant. So you've worked up and worked up and worked up and worked up until that point, and then you get a break. There's a break, not just a break as in breaking your old karma. It's like you break through it and you bust through barriers that you can't even go back to your old way of thinking because you've just propelled yourself so far ahead. And then you're going more towards your goal. So set your goals. Very, very important. You've got that intention-setting exercise. Pull it out again. And who cares if you didn't manifest or you did manifest, just start again. Start fresh. Live in the now. Because all this energy that's available now in these 30 days, as Radha has pointed out, and she will give the outline as she does every month and post it to the blog. And just read through that and, you know, mark the things in your calendar. Or go. You can get an AstroVid calendar. It has all those timings. Or you can get it through Ply Center as well. And then download it, have it with you, and look at it every day and say, okay, what's the energy of today? Oh, geez, I missed that one. Well, it doesn't matter because there's another one, right? And can you imagine if you didn't miss any of them? That would be very grounding too, that exercise. But you just stay aware of the energy every day and how are you using that energy in your life, putting it into your life every day. So I think that's it for what I wanted to comment. Not that I wanted to, but that was a comment that came through. Radha, if you have anything else that you wanted to say, or we can open the line for everyone else. Actually, it already is open if you want to press star 6.
Hi, this is Radha. No, I don't think I have anything else to say. It would just be nice to hear from other folks who are on the line.
Great. Thanks, Radha. So, yeah, if you're joining for the first time and you want to ask a question or you have any feedback from your other programs or who's this? Is there someone on?
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Susita. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
Arquan from Bonn City. I'm your neighbor.
How are you? Is it
Alquan?
How do you say
Alquan? Yeah, Alquan. How are you doing?
Great, thank you. And you?
I'm very good, very good. You know, I've been with Dr. Ply, as I said, from 2012.
Okay.
Yeah. Too many things that happen is good things, bad things, but, you know, as you said, we have to focus and not to give up, right?
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, I'm daily doing a meditation, and I'm a member in Life Body Enhanced. It was really great yesterday, the new, with the Dr. Ply. I was just wondering, like, there's no anything for meditation or center Dr. Ply established in Canada, Toronto. I'd like to participate and do some volunteering, you know.
Sure.
It's really a pleasure. I really, really, yeah. I'm in Vaughan City, you know. It's close to Toronto. So do you have any plan like that, Susita, or no?
Well, what you could do
I wish
is...
you could to meet you. And I'm ready to do volunteer or there's some.
That's great. Well, you can definitely write into office at Ply Center or support at Ply Center. I don't know if they have on Ply Center. They used to have if you want Dr. Ply to come and speak in your city. You can fill that form out or you can, if they don't have the form anymore, maybe it's under Contact Us or something like that. Just check on Ply Center. And then you can just say, you know, is Dr. Ply going to come to Toronto? And then once he comes to Toronto, then you can ask him.
Yeah, he never been in Toronto, right? Always in state, and I know he's busy going around.
Oh, he used to come to Toronto all the time, and then he decided that it was time to go to other places, and then he hasn't been here for a few years though. So if that's something in your consciousness, then maybe you can get your friends or people to write in and ask him, and then when he comes to Toronto, he won't just come if there's not enough people registering. So if there's a lot of people registering, if there's a good audience for him, then he definitely will come, and then everyone can talk to him about having a center or something like that. So that's how it grows, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I was just wondering, you're in Toronto, if there's any office or I can meet you and talk, and you have a lot of knowledge, you know. I am really happy to talk to you.
Sure. Well, you can.
It's really good, you know. We always need the knowledge, you know.
Yeah. Well, you can definitely send me an email, Sucharita Apply Center.
Yeah, I know your email.
Yeah.
I see.
So, we don't have an office here, and I don't really, I don't teach classes here anymore. I used to do the fire labs and used to teach and everything else, but I'm more online now.
But why? That was as good.
Yeah, it just takes a lot of time. Yeah, it takes a lot of time. So, this is great that we can connect online and connect with a global community. But if that's in your heart to do something, to start something in Toronto, that's where I would start. I would put my request in and have Dr. Ply come. And then once he comes and he sees that there's a big enough following or membership here, he might say, hey, okay, let's start something. Okay?
All right. Exactly. I was just wondering, you are right, I'm daily doing walking around, no matter what the weather. Be touch with the nature, it's really affecting me. When I come back, I'm a different person. You're totally right.
Good, that's helping.
Yeah. Yeah, so lots of, you know, things coming up and down. This is life, but we have to be strong and face it. And when I do meditation, it's really affecting me. To be better and better.
Yeah, so the meditation is helping you to get more strength and energy and to face
yes,
your challenges?
Yes, exactly. You know, there's everyone facing the problem, you know, but this is a life. But when I do meditation, I feel more strong to face what obstacles coming to me.
Great. So you understand that we have a Pradosham coming up. It's a special one.
I always doing a fire. I just a lot of, yeah, whatever, like monthly fire ritual they do. So I register for this thing, and I believe it's really good, really effective. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, so... That's really nice to talk to you. You give me more power when I listen to you, seriously. It's really good knowledge. Daily we learn a lot, you think.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad that you're enjoying it. And definitely send an email to Ply Center and get Bubba here in Toronto. That's the first step.
Oh, yeah. Totally right.
Yeah.
Okay, sister. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Nice to speak with you as well.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay. Have a great week. So that reminds me, there is an event that Dr. Ply is going to be doing in London, UK. So all those people who are calling in from and listening from London in the UK, then he's going to be having an event. Let me just see here. It's coming up. So I'm just going on Ply Center now. And it is, there it is, London Seminar. Under events, London Seminar in May. So it's coming up in May. It's going to be... Sunday, May 17th at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., so it's a full day with Dr. Pillai. So if you have not met Dr. Pillai and you are going to be in the London area or close to London, or not close to London, people fly from all over the world to see him. He doesn't show up in person. Like, he doesn't, he's not in-person events that much and for that period of time. So it's very well worth it to go if you can do that. So you can just look on that link that says, we'll include it in the email out every week so you can take a look at it through that access. But it's on Pillai Center, and it's a London event under the events tab. And he's coming in May. And then you can click on receive priority notifications, so you'll find out more details about that. It says exclusive early bird offers and bonuses and discounts. So that's something, if you want to do, you can get discounted. That will help you out if you need to fly somewhere to see him or travel to see him with your expenses. So here again, if this is something that you want to put your money towards, then put your bank, get your savings consciousness, right? And that, whenever you put money towards your spiritual path, then, that's going to give you tremendous returns. So May is a couple months away, so you can start to save for that if that's something that you want to do. And it is. It's Baba doesn't come to Babaji, Baba, Dr. Pillai, all the same. He doesn't come to Toronto so much anymore. So maybe that's something that's swirling in the air. There's a lot of people in this neck of the woods that would like to see him again. Mm-hmm. Same if you're in New York or in California or wherever you are, Europe, Asia. That's what it takes for him to come, is people doing the practices in their own daily lives. So you're creating this vortex. You think you just live in a city. You're living there, but you're also creating a vortex for the master to come. So you're holding the space or creating the space and continually empowering that space through your own meditations or coming together through different programs online, and you just happen to be living in the same city. Then that consciousness is swirling around, and he's an instrument of the divine, and he just says, oh, I'm being pulled here, so I will go here, or I'm being pulled there, so I will go there. That's how he works. So he hasn't been here for a while, so definitely all you Torontonians, start calling. And then, because there's a big following in London, he's now they're calling him to come, so he's going to go there. That's how it is. So, yeah, so that was the London event that's coming up. Any other questions, comments? Anyone who is new to the teachings and they want to ask a question about it? If you're new to the teachings, you can just keep, coming to these calls. They're free, and you can get a meditation practice. You can go on to Pillai Center YouTube. I've been receiving email requests for coaching, so one-to-one coaching. It's been so helpful for people. So if that's something that you want to do, is to get more focus on a track that you can bring in, the right teachings for you or the right support for you at this point in time, then that will help you to move forward with more focus and also, help you to meet your goals rather than just going here, going there. And picking out different programs and maybe you don't understand what you got out of this program, and then you just go to another program and you're not fully understanding what you got out of that program. If that's been your experience, or you're just starting new, you don't know where to start because this can be so overwhelming. Definitely, coaching has been very valuable for people who have been giving the one-on-ones in the past couple of weeks since I've been offering that. I've always offered it, but it's going to be now launching on Pilates Center. So you're welcome to take a look at that. I'll let you know when that's going to be a posting, landing pages, and all that stuff that you can register for your own personal coaching session. And then you can find out what it is that what is going to be the most helpful for you based on the assessment that we go through, the discussion that we have, and your issues that you have, and you want to use the teachings to, apply to your life and then get the results in a more focused way. So, it's awfully quiet out there. Anyone who has been on the India trip and you haven't been able to share your wonderful experience, please feel free to.
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, this is Shanti.
Shanti, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you?
It's nice to hear your voice. I Skype with you, but that's just not the same.
I just wanted to share that when you were first talking and you were saying, this is really important time to start looking at, like, changing your image, and I just started laughing because literally this week I had a call, not only just an internal calling that, oh my gosh, I have to change this, but I started my first class, acting class that I'm doing. And we meet with casting directors, and then everybody gives feedback about what's working, what's not working, and we're working a lot on branding this week. And that's what they started telling me. And they were like, "Listen, you're not hiding anything. Like, when you dress all conservative and you're looking really sweet, you're a rocker girl, and you need to look like yourself, like a rocker girl." And so I've been doing all kinds of figuring out what that means. I have to change my hair. I have to change all these things. And it sounds superficial, but it's not. I feel like it's more like an integration of who I really am. And I've realized that even though I try to hide it so that I look like what I think everybody wants from me, and everybody's like, they were writing things down on the comments like wild child and like all these. They're like, I'm thinking I'm hiding it really well, and everybody's like, no, you definitely have this sassy, sexy, wilder kind of quality to you, and you just need to just be that. Just go ahead and be who you are. So I'm kind of excited about it, and it's so funny when you said that. I'm like, that's so funny, and I was really happy to hear it, because sometimes stuff like that happens, and I'm like, I think about the spiritual part first, and I'm like, am I being too superficial? Am I, and so when you said that, I'm like, okay, this is validation that this is an actual synchronistic thing that's real in all levels, and I need to follow it. So I was grateful for that.
That's great, Shanti, and that's a very practical way that your spirit is calling, but you're covering it up. And so we tend to put a layer of something, like you said, you are trying to present yourself in a way that will please others. That's just not going to work if you're an actress and you're a shining star. You're kind of covering up your light that you're supposed to shine on the world, right? So and someone else can tell you that, but until you experience that within yourself, and maybe that's what's happening now, naturally, because you've been on the path with Dr. Pillai for a long time, and you are really employing the teachings, and you're keeping going, and you're not giving up, it's kind of, it's growing and growing and growing, it's going to burst out. So whether you want to keep it down, it's not gonna hold.
It made me laugh. I was like, I'm doing such a good job of hiding it. I'm wearing like all the perfect little concern. I was hiding my tattoo on my. I have a tattoo of an ohm on my leg, because it means how you write my name, Shanti. And I've been wanting to get a tattoo of a lion, because my last name means lion. And I was like, I'm peace lion. That's how I think of myself inside. And everybody else is seeing that that's really who I am. But I'm trying to hide it and, like, mask everything because I thought, you know, this is, they really want this kind of presentation. And everybody's like, no, just be you. They're like, you are a rocker chick. You are strong and tough and, like, all of this stuff. And they're like, just be that. So now I feel like I'm going to have, like, a coming out party in the next couple of days. But it's going to be, like, really who I really am. Because I used to be like that when I was a recording artist, and I used to be more like that. But when I went into this genre, I thought, oh, well, they don't want to see that. But apparently I'm not hiding it. It's an energy thing, and it's not because – they're like, you can sing and act all of these things, yes, but they want to know who you are when you walk in, and they want it to be so it's not, you're not hiding anything, that they don't want it to be ambiguous. So just go, yeah. They're like, just be you. And I feel like it's not just a superficial thing. I feel like this is a very a deep issue, because I know this sounds weird, but sometimes when we talk about, when I go and I listen to these, the Sundays, and I think about things in a big, big picture, and we're all on this path to be, to evolve and to master certain things so that we can, in some way, go and help other people once we've mastered it to a certain level. When I think about the big picture, and I think, well, what is it that I want to do for other people? What is the thing I want to master so that I can help other people? A lot of, I want to help artists, and I want to help them be who they are and express who they are and find a way to do what it is that they do, which is exactly the issues that I'm working on, which is exactly the issues that I have struggled with. But I feel, and so I think it's funny that that's really what I want to do for other people is master this so that I can help other people.
It's great, and I can hear the sun transiting in Pisces. So it's going to happen. It's going to go two ways for you. Like, you'll be able to help others just by who you're being and what you've acknowledged, and also what you're going to go and try now. Like you said, I'm going to go and change my hair. I'm going to change my clothes. I'm going to change, because that's going to be more in a natural alignment with what it is that you're doing, because that the directors are not, you're paying the directors, yes, to teach you something, but they're seeing something. They're seeing within you what you're showing them. They have that ability. That's what they've mastered, that ability. So
yeah,
they're just reflecting back on you what you see, and now you're allowing yourself to be that lion that's been in sheep's clothing, let's just say, okay? And you can just roar now. So I'm very happy and excited to hear this from you.
So that's it. I just wanted to share that, and thank you, and God bless you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Shanti. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. It's going to be a wild month.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Take care. Yeah, so that's what happens in our lives. We hold ourselves back from a job because we say, well, we don't have the skills. Like Shraddha was saying, just use your intuition. And people think, oh, intuition is something that, you know, takes a long time. Oh, it's going inward, and then just saying, this is what I need, God, higher self, archetypes, whatever, is going to help me to pull towards me those who will recognize in me and support me to be fully expressing my soul's purpose at this moment in time, not down the road. Yeah, down the road it will happen, because that life is just going to play out. However, what is going to empower me the most is to have that thing manifest, so that someone that comes and says, hey, wake up, you're a lion in sheep's clothing, right? A lion in lamb's clothing. So you need to, you have all this divinity within you, so either it's going to be a big, huge revelation, or, and, you know, really break you out of your old patterns, maybe it will be like you lose a job. You don't want to do that, right? Because you need to have the income. So if you feel this stirring inside of you that says, I can't do this anymore, don't work on the can't or focus on that. Is you work, continue to focus on what it is that you want to manifest. Do your spiritual practices. Like Akwan was saying, you know, I'm not giving up. I have challenges, but I'm going to keep pushing through. So it's not on a mental level or an emotional level. That's kind of secondary. It's on the spiritual level. Keep investing. Fill up your good karma in you, that energy in you, doing a spiritual practice, doing an act of charity, thinking thoughts of how you could help others, thinking of how you want to have savings consciousness. Put that consciousness into you and do your spiritual practices, and then that will well up inside of you. That will grow and grow and grow until it bursts. Your old way of being. And then as it's, you know, it can burst, can be like an atomic bomb going off in some cases, but lots of us want to be that way. At some point or another, we will say, okay, I've done that. That's too dramatic. So let's just, you know, listen to the signs, feel the signs, and then say, oh, I feel change coming. And then the season will say, hey, this is a good time to change it because it will support it. It won't be like a nuclear bomb going off. It will just be a change of season, right? So you just go into that, you get prepared, change of season, and off you go. And then you're just in more natural alignment with everything. So then your spirit, your energy, that desire to have your manifestations happen can happen instantaneously. Because the spirit doesn't know time. It just knows energy. It just knows, okay, boom, let's fill her up for him and make that little light to shine. And then all the other things come into play. And then just as people say, oh, my God, out of nowhere I got this. And people have been telling me all along, you do, but I couldn't resonate with that. I was like blinding myself. And then it's just like everything suddenly became very clear. And so it doesn't matter what's happened up until that point because it had to push you to this point to, you know, see that something different about yourself. So Dr. Pillai is going to be really empowering all of us or giving us this opportunity to get empowered if you haven't felt that breakthrough yet that you want to feel in whatever area it is, then these webcasts are really, really empowering tools to because they're given at the right time. And when they're given at that time, that energy is so potent. And it will help to propel you forward if you do it consciously. And one of the things that I enjoyed about Dr. Pillai's teaching lately in the Light Body program was that when you do your spiritual practices, you have no fear. Why? You have no fear because God is here, right? God meaning that inside of you is so clear that even stuff that is challenging, you're not afraid to meet the challenge. You're not afraid to jump out and do something different. So don't hold yourself back from getting a new job or getting recognized in your job. You know, a lot of people say, oh, so-and-so is doing this and they get a promotion. Well, what are you doing? What do you want to do? Do you want that job? No, I wouldn't want that job. Well, what do you want then? I want a promotion because that more money comes with that. More recognition comes with that, but a different recognition. Okay, then focus on that, right? Go to your boss. Oh, and I'm scared to go. Why? So we just, you know, do this mental conversation with yourself. When you're writing out your goals, what's holding me back? What do I need to express? So you can have the challenges in one column. You can have the goal, have the challenges in another column next to it. You don't have to write a story about it, but just say, lack of money, lack of self-esteem, blah, blah, blah. Then What are you doing to help yourself? Is it the third column? What are you doing to progress? Help yourself to progress. Well, self-esteem, do the Hareem mantra, H-R-E-E-M. You know, you do, if you do these mantras that Dr. Ply is going to give out in the, at the end of March and in mid-April, he's going to give out very powerful teachings within 2 weeks, and you're going to be practicing that, then that will be the things that are helping you to propel forward and helping you to progress. Right? So you've come to Ply Center, you've come to get the teachings from Dr. Ply, because you see something in, you're resonating with that energy, and you see something in using those tools and using those practices through the programs, through the services, through meeting him in person at an event or a seminar or an India trip or other trips. Something inside of you is saying, this is what I need to bring a 200% life, material and spiritual. I'm uniting them. I'm not going to live separate, have my spiritual practices in a closet somewhere. Right? It's going to be, you don't have to alert the media about it or even say anything to anyone. It's just that you're going to really integrate that into your life and use that energy to put into an area of your life. Maybe it might be more than one, but just start with one. And you'll find that if you have a breakthrough in that one area, as Shanti shared, she's going towards her career and developing that breakthrough onto the scene that she needs to be recognized so that she can help other people recognize that within themselves. That's in alignment with who she truly is. The spirit is moving her to do that. And so she's not being distracted by having other things or relationships or whatever it is at this point in time. That's not important. So it really, Dr. Ply really wakes us up to what's important for us right now. And if we have that one breakthrough in that area, that will take care of everything else. You'll find that people are relating to you in a whole different way. And you're going to have tons of great relationships, right, with other people, that gets satisfied within you. You might have a one-to-one relationship, and that will be fine too. You know, but you won't be so immersed in that person's karma. They will just be there. You know, if you need a breakthrough with your kids, if you need a breakthrough with your health, then focus on that thing that is most important for you, your job. Your spiritual practice. A lot of people have this time because they're retired or they have so much money, you know, that's not an issue. But they can't have a breakthrough in their spiritual practice, on their spiritual path. Their third eye is just not awakening. Then you have to really focus on that and say, okay, what will really make a big impact in this coming year? Might be the light body. There's another year-long light body program coming up. I'm giving everyone a heads up because so many people have said I should have done the light body program last year and they can't get into the program. So that's going to be starting coming up at the end of May, June. So you have some months to think about, okay, I want to manifest that. So how will I do that? If that's something that you really want to do. And that people have the money to do it, and they say, well, you know, I want to do this or that or whatever. And I said, that's fine, that's great. But you were telling me last year that you were mad because you didn't do it, right? So don't be mad at yourself after the fact. Just set your intention, and chances are you'll be able to do both, right? So we don't recognize how powerful we are when we get on the side of our higher self, our God self, and then pay attention to that and then that and cultivate that, and it bursts us. It makes us to be something that we don't even recognize about ourselves because we didn't have that experience before. This is the golden age where it really is intensified. So up until this point, it doesn't matter if you've been on the path for one day or 30, 40 years like a lot of people. when they come and meet Dr. Ply, he will push you to be the teachings, his blessings, his guidance, and all the support you get through Ply Center Astrobit that will help to create the space of the new you while you're, you know, getting cleaning out all the things that haven't worked and then dropping all those identities of you, how, what you thought that you were, and then just living an outrageous life beyond that. Outrageous meaning that, oh my God, how did I get here? You know, touch me. I got to pinch myself. Is this real? Yeah, it is. Anyone else? Questions, comments? All right, well, we've had a full program here today. And thank you, everyone, for sharing. Thank you so much, Radha, for sharing. It's always enlightening. It's always empowering. And it's always exciting, especially since you said that, oh, my God, there's so much energy that's going to be available for us. So in a way, that's great, because if we miss a day or two, there's always going to be something else that we can tap into that will empower us. But definitely keep your heads up for these three webcasts that are coming up, because there'll be fire labs associated with those as well. There's always goodies inside the goodies that Dr. Ply offers. So read through it, and then you can sign up online. There's a special package that's great if you can bundle it up. If you can't and you just want to do one at a time, then that's fine too. It's for you. It's what you're going to invest in for you that will help to, you know, cultivate a new image. Imagine yourself having an outrageous life. So, Rod, is there anything else that you wanted to share before we jump on to the next thing?
Hi. No, I don't have anything else to share other than I hope everyone has a wonderful week and just enjoy the adventures.
Oh, well, thanks so much, Radha, and we'll post your everything that you've shared. We'll post that to the website, right?
Yes,
to the blog.
And there'll be links there to get more info if you're interested in finding out more about Rama's birthday, for example, or the Pradosham, or any of the different components.
Oh, great. Well, thanks again, and God bless everyone. Have a fabulous week. And Pradosham is on Tuesday, so get a fresh, clean slate and start doing your cleansing on internally and in your environment. And you'll start to feel this wonderful energy coming in. So take care, everyone. God bless. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.